is K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria. No need to worry. The gospel is on the radio at 88.1. Call up somebody. Tell them it's going to be all right. K-A-Y-T. Got the gospel transmitting all day.
Greeting. This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
All right. How many believe in the power of prayer? Amen. There is power in prayer. How many have witnessed the power of prayer? The thing that you know, that it was nobody but the Lord that delivered you and brought you out, and that you're still here today. Amen. The scriptures say that all things are possible if we only believe. The power of faith. Faith can move mountains in our life. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are mighty through the pulling down of strongholds. We all dealing with some kind of stronghold, whether it be us directly or indirectly, in our homes, in our families, through our kids, on our jobs. But prayer can change it. Let us pray. Our Father and our God. Holy Father, we serve a God that's holy. We serve a God that's mighty. Matter of fact, he says in the word, all power is in his hand. And he have given us the authority to pray unto him. He tells us in his word, whatever we bind in earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatever we loose in earth shall be loose in heaven. He have given us the keys of the kingdom. Oh Lord, our God. Excellent is thy name in all earth. Oh, come and magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name, for he's worthy to be praised. He's a mighty God. He's a strong God. And he opened up doors for us, oh God, that it wasn't possible, that we thought that he could open up. And he have closed doors that need to be closed in our lives. Oh God, come to you now, Lord God. We thank you that you're our Father, oh God. And we thank you for every father, Lord, that's here right now, Lord. We look to you, Lord God. Jesus, you say you are the author and the finisher of our faith, Lord. Lord, we pray that you will bind right now the stronghold that somebody might be dealing with right now in their life, Lord God. We bind the enemy, Lord God, right now, Lord God. We have the authority over him, Lord God, through prayer and your word, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. You say if we bind the strong man, then we're able to spoil his goods. To steal, to kill, and destroy. But you come, Lord, that we can have life and life more abundantly, Lord. Lord, we thank you for all that you've already done in our lives, Lord God. And we know that you're still doing things in our lives, oh God. You're still opening doors, oh God. We pray, Lord, that you still give us a breakthrough. Lord, in our health, breakthrough in our finances, Lord. Breakthrough, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for what you're able to do, Lord God. What you're doing even right now, Lord God. Even right now, Lord God. Look upon our pastor. Continue to give him, oh God, all that he needs to continue to stand, Lord God. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for all that you have already done. So many times we ask you, Lord, for things and we forgot to fail to thank you what you already done in our lives, Lord. How you still keeping us, oh God. How we still standing. We know we're not standing on our own, but we're standing in your grace. the strength of your might, Lord God. We can't do nothing by ourselves, but we can do all things through you that strengthens us. Bless every home, bless every family, bless all of our children, bless those that are traveling on the highway even now, Lord. Give them traveling grace, oh God. Thank you for this Bible school that we went through this week, Lord. We thank you for all the kids, we thank you for all the teachers, we thank you for our director, Lord God. Thank you. Thank you for your word that I went forth, Lord God. Now we pray that you will allow it to take root in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we know that one day, Lord, you have set aside that you're coming back to this earth, Lord God. You already been here, Lord, but you're coming back again. You already laid down your life for our sins, oh God, but you're coming back again, Lord. You already went in the grave, Lord God, but you got up on the third day, Lord God. You brought us the victory, Lord God, and you told us to be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, for as much as we know that our labor should not be in vain in the Lord. Thank you for my mother, Lord God. Pray for her this morning, Lord God. We know it's her desire to be here, Lord, but we know that you understand, Lord God. Keep on strengthening her, Lord, and all our elderly, Lord. Thank you for them, Lord God. These blessings we ask, and all other blessings, in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, and we say amen. Amen.
He'll get up again. But we thought about a song that we wanted to do just in memory of him. Not worshiping him, not just in memory of him. He wrote a lot of powerful songs. And this is traditionally a Christmas song, so we know it ain't Christmas, but this is just remembering Norman Hutchinson. Thank you.
Father God Almighty, through the precious name of Jesus, we come before you present right now. Thank you, dear God, first of all, for sparing our life, allowing us to be here this day. Then, dear God, we ask that you trouble our heart this morning. Give us that which we need to have to justify the cause of giving you glory and praise. Help us. Give us the strength. Give us the forevision, dear God, that we can see how to lead your people into the right direction and tell them the truth that passes all understanding. God, help us. Ask, dear God, that you look on Arlene, dear God, this day. Whatever condition she's in, I'm asking that you override the condition of physics and have mercy upon her and bring it to pass. Let her be an overcomer, dear God. Let her give testimony of your greatness, of your goodness. And we'll be happy to give praise, honor, and glory even unto you. We thank and we praise you in Jesus' precious name. Amen. We thank God for Jesus. Thank him for the Holy Spirit. We thank God for all of you today that's here, all the ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ, those that God have called and sanctified, and we are gracious to him for that, because without him, we could not do anything. But with him, all things are possible with Jesus Christ our Lord. And I'm just gracious to God for being here today and coming before you, and all praise and honor to God. He's keeping us alive, and we're to give him glory, always giving praise and thanks. Whenever he does anything for you on the spot, thank him. We don't know if we'll be there the next minute. Thank him while he do it, that he'll get glory and honor. See, God loves the praise of the saints. He like us to give him praise, and we have to just do that. In-house, out-house, in the church, out the church. Just give him praise, because he deserved all that. Because everything that we see with our eye, God brought it forth. And that's a blessing all by itself. Today we're going to look in the third epistle of John. I'm going to teach you a lesson this morning from the third epistle of John, 1-11, verse 1-11. And we're going to read it to you briefly. He said, elders unto the well-beloved Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. For I rejoice greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee, even as thou walkest in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Beloved, thou dost faithfully whatsoever thou dost to the brethren and to strangers, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on their journey after a godly sort, thou shalt do well. Because that for his name's sake they went forth, taking nothing of the Gentile. We therefore ought to receive such, and that we might be fellow helpers to the church. I wrote unto the church, but Diophrodus, who lovest to have preeminence among them, receive us not. Wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds, which he does, prating against us with malicious words, and not content therewith. Neither does he himself receive the brethren, and forbidden them that would, and cast them out of the church. Beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is good. He that doeth good is of God, but he that doeth evil have not seen God. We're going to stop there, and we thank God for you today. Just a thought today, standing for the truth in the midst of a stormy life. Of a stormy life. God wants us to stand today in the Word. He wants us to stand in the Word, and he wants the Word to stand in us. See, the book say, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. There's no power beyond the Word. And we got to take the Word to heart that we can be empowered therewith, that we can do the work of the ministry of God. In the lesson today, the elder, that's John to the well-beloved Gaius. Well-beloved. The church thought so much of him. God thought so much of him. And he's called him the well-beloved. And beloved, first of all, means God anointed for the work of the ministry. Well-beloved is special anointed people. When you, God, it's got a lot of people. I see a lot of folks all the time. Got gifts that go lower, and they don't use them. And I be, as I see them people sometimes, I say, Lord, thank you for what I do. But if I had that gift, Lord, the church can be so much elevated through my teaching, through my pastoral job. It can be elevated more through the Word of God. What we got to do, we got to get intact with God, do the thing God say do, and don't worry about nobody else. Do it like God say do it. Ain't no set pattern in the church. The church was built by Jesus with his blood, his sacrifice. And we got to do the church just like he say, on this rock, I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. When we look at what God say, and Gaius was a, and I want you to know that he's a pastor in Asia Minor. Pastor in Asia Minor, he stood up for the truth, and he walked in the truth, he talked in the truth. He was known for his hospitality at his church that he was overseeing over. And those that walk in the truth at his place where he governed the body of Christ. And he was so straight until John wrote this letter to him. We need somebody to encourage us every day. Encourage you. Don't boss you. Encourage you. Tell you what God wants from you. Tell you what God would have you to do. Encourage people. I'm one that I don't believe in nobody ever teaching negative around me. I worked 38 years and 5 months on the railroad, and I told my bosses and everybody, don't you talk negative around me. I don't believe in that. And I wasn't being bigoted. I just told them I can't take that. Negative thoughts I don't take. And in the church is not a place for negativity. We got to be all with one mind, one spirit, one accord in order to do the work that God wants us to do. Without a shadow of a doubt, we can't do nothing if we just standing in the corner here, standing over there in the corner, and just lifting our thumb up. You ain't gonna go nowhere. We got to be united together in the body of Christ. We got to be together on one accord. I always go back to Nimrod. They wasn't even name wasn't even brought up before the altar of God, but God said, couldn't nobody stop them from doing what they wanted to do because they was all on one accord. I know sometimes we can't get on one accord because one want to be over the other. But I, through this life on earth, I've found something out. I don't have to run nothing. I can just be a player with the group. I ain't got to run nothing. Always been like that. In my sport, if they didn't start me, I didn't worry about nothing. I just sit on the bench. But once they call me, I sit down number one. And that's the same thing applies to God. Once the Lord calls you to do something, do what he tell you to do and go on about your business. Do tell you can't do this, ignore him, because he don't know no better. This is what God people got to have within their being. He said, beloved, I worship of all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as your soul prosper. Now listen to this. The Lord don't want us sick, y'all. Satan the one that contact our physical bodies. The evil of this life here on earth. But this is what I believe in my heart. If we can come together in the same spirit under the blood of Jesus Christ, stop all this thinking and do what the Word says, we can claim healing to everybody in this church. When Peter was up talking one day, he was up there talking, just casually talking, and this sick brother passed through his shadow and was healed on the spot. not even prayed for but got healed because of God's glory. We of the royalty of God. We are a holy people, a peculiar people. What we do, people be wondering how we did it. Because then we just tell them Jesus. It's through Jesus, through the Holy Spirit. And that's what we got to do. He said, we're going to prosper and be in good health. That's to grow spiritually and physically in the ministry of God. We need to make sure that we do the thing, stay in the Spirit of God. The Bible says, if you have not the Spirit of God, oh, help me, Lord. If you have not the Spirit of God, you're none of His. And I wish to God all these years I've been on this earth, and then I don't have the Spirit of God, and that means that I'm just a phony, a hypocrite. Something wrong with that. I got the Spirit of God. It leads me and guides me. It instructs me into all ways of righteousness and of truth. You know, I hear it all the time. Even preachers say it. The devil made me do it. Well, you of the devil then. If the devil made you do it, you of the devil. That's your father. If you stood in the Spirit and rebuked the devil on the spot, then God is your father. We should have within our being, because the Spirit of life live inside of us, we should be able to overcome anything. The Bible says when we got Christ living inside of us, there's no way of stumbling. Think about it now. That's the word. We ain't got no business stumbling. When I see, I don't teach nothing but perfection and holiness. I don't teach evil and doubt. If I come to a hole in the road, my spirit going to tell me to watch the hole, and I'm just going around it. I ain't got to pray or nothing. I'm just going to step around it. But I see church folks do all the time. And some incidents or whatever come up in church, let's pray. For what? You already sealed and fixed up to go over these things. You don't have to pray every time you get up. You're supposed to be sealed by the Holy Spirit. What you praying for? God got you. What you asking to come with you for? He already got you. He already living inside of you. Why call him? We make him look foolish. God is a great God. He don't make no mistakes. And then when we overcome in the fall, we say, oh, the devil made me do it. No, he didn't. You wanted to do that anyway. That was you wanted. That's why if we led of the Spirit, we're going to do the things of God. And we got to stay tuned in to that way of living, because God wants us at all times to be just like him. He said, for I rejoiced greatly when the brethren came and testified of the truth that is in thee. Even as thou walkest in the truth. Good God Almighty, it's a bad thing if I get up in this church and start bragging on about how great I am. How smart I am. That make me look stupid. I should never do that. If somebody else out there say I'm a nice guy, that's good. That's all I'm supposed to accept that. And I don't get up and boast about who I am. If I get up and boast about who I am, I'm a hypocrite. And you don't have no right to listen to me. Because a hypocrite going to send you to hell. Get somebody that's going to be stand firm in the word of God, ain't going to cut no corners, going to tell you what the word, but he's going to tell you with mercy, compassion, and love, and peace. We have to know God. How many people in here can know anything in the scripture where they say Jesus did silly stuff? Everything he said, I come to do the will of him that sent me. When you work in the daytime, work when it's light, work when it's right. And God going to bless you. He going to keep you. He going to strengthen you. He said, rejoice greatly. The brother, ain't nothing wrong with somebody say, oh, Sister Edna's a good person. That's what we're supposed to do. I ain't supposed to find no fault in her at no time. I'm supposed to say, lift her up with honor and praise, not worship her. Respect her, show her honor and respect. That's what the body of Christ is supposed to be. Showing honor and respect. Don't ever look for no fault in nobody. All you do is you want to look for a fault, go look in the mirror. And you'll see enough of them. We got to build a kingdom, not tear it down. You can't build nothing for God tearing it down. So I have no greater joy than to hear of my share and walking in the truth. Lord have mercy. When I go places, when I hear people say, what church you go to? New Scott Island. Oh, yeah, thank you, God. That's a good church. That's where they teach the word at over there. That's where that preacher over there, he a pretty good guy. I like to hear that. You don't have to break, call me no doctor and all that foolishness like that. I'm Lionel Smith. I'm going to be there till I leave this earth. I don't need no handlers. God already handling me. So this is what we need to keep in mind. Now, I'm not looking for prestige, honor, and praise. I don't need that. I've been famous since I was a little bit of boy. Stealing, robbing, running, doing the evil stuff. Everybody bragging on me. I was famous way from a little boy. I don't need you to build me up. And God wants you to see and understand that. He said, beloved, thou dost faithfully whatsoever thou doest to the brethren and to the stranger. Lord have mercy, when I help you or do things for you, I'm doing it out of love. I'm doing it because I care. I'm doing it because I want to build a church up. I know a brother will be overtaken in a fault, but I ain't going to criticize him. I'm going to love him and teach him how to be what God wants him to be. I ain't got no room to criticize nobody. This God house, God made everything he made. The book say it was perfect. And then we said, but everybody's messed up. Yeah, but Jesus come and renewed that. He came back and renewed that. Under the law, you didn't have no grace. Under the law, you didn't have no forgiveness. Whatever a man did, he had to pay for it. But when Jesus come, he said, I forgive you, brother. 7 times 70. And if you can't forgive me 490 times a day, something wrong with you. Something wrong with you. That's what the love that Jesus put inside of us. That's what we got to do. So you got to stand up in the truth. And don't just talk about the truth. Walk in the truth. That's what God wants us to do. Walk in it. You see, he bragging on us because he said, you treat brothers right and strangers right. You know, and sometime in the church, y'all help me. Y'all forgive me if you get a little warm with me now. Sometime in the church, we have clique groups. We have people we care more for over here than we do over here. Well, if the pastor doing that, he's a hypocrite. He's supposed to treat everybody in the church the same identical way. And that's what God wants. When he called and sent us out, he didn't send us to the church. He sent us in the world to go get the people and bring them to the church and train them how to walk by faith and not by sight. That's what God does. He didn't put me over you. I'm greater than you. You be less than me. God don't play that. He have no respect to person. You've been called for a duty. You do your duty. I don't care. I've learned this in the secular society. Sometimes I'm supervisor. I'm going on a job. We got to go out and do this. And them fellas tell me, say, well, we got all day to do this. I said, no, we're going to do it before we get high. Man, no, we're going to do it now. Mm-mm. They ain't going to do it. I said, we got to do this, fella. So what I do, I'm the leader. I go start doing it. And the ones that want to work with me, they click on with me. No talk back. I don't believe in that. I don't believe in no talk back. You don't talk back to me. My parents taught me that when I was yet at home. Don't you talk back. And I grew up under that circumstance. You don't talk back to people. Grown folks, you ain't cheering no more. You teach and exalt everybody you see. And even if you're greater than them, you teach them enough to get great as you are. See, beloved, thou dost faithfully whatsoever thou dost. My God, to the brother, you do to the strangers too. You show good hospitality. You show love for everybody you see. You try to get along with everybody. You don't argue. You don't dispute with each other. He said, which have borne witness of thy charity before the church, whom if thou bring forward on your journey after godless sought, thou shalt do well. If you got people to witness that you did a good work in the church, bring them. When God finished with you, let the world know God did it. Let the world know I'm just a servant of Jesus Christ, doing the will of Jesus Christ, and I don't need no publicity. I need strength in order to stand, because I realize this. If I don't have strength, Satan can run all over me. If I ain't got no strength, Satan gonna run all over me and cast me down, and people gonna try, like when you lose your salt, people trample on you. I'm not to be trampled. Jesus was trampled for me, and I don't have to be there. I'm going to be tempted of the world. I'm going to be tempted by the world. God don't tempt nobody. Keep that in mind. The world going to tempt me and try to draw me, but I'm going to tell them, no, I don't fool to death. I'm following Jesus. We got to be able to tell people that don't get no argument over it. I ain't going that way. I'm following Christ. He's the one that brought me where I am. I got to give knowledge to him of what he did for me. He says here, and Lord help us, because that for his name's sake, they went forward, taking nothing of the Gentile. God help me. You know, we be bought out today easily. People tell you, don't say that, Rev. I've been told that, Rev, don't say that in church. It's in the book. Why not say it? I tell people all the time, I say, even this church know I'm coming from a little boy under them. And I say, if I preach the Sons of Solomon in the church, they'll put me out of church, because I'm going to tell it like it is. And why they say they'll put you out of church? Because it's Sons of Solomon, name all the body parts and everything. Everything about how good you look, how your hips look, how your tits look, all that. It's in the book. And then first thing these great Christians say, Rev, shouldn't you say it? It's in the book. Why not say it? Rev need wisdom to know how to say it, but it's in the book. That's, we perish because we lack knowledge. Sometimes we don't want to get things because it'll condemn us. But that's why the apostles said, I can do all things through Christ that strengthened me. And if Jesus is with you, why you fear? Why you have fear in you when Christ is with you? You shouldn't fear nobody. Was born witness of the Lord Jesus, of the charity before the church. The church ought to see your love. You'll get up here and talk about how holy you are, how good you are. They ought to see some sprouts. The church people ought to see sprouts of how holy, how righteous you are, how good you are. Can you meet anybody you see? Special preachers. Can you meet anybody you see with a smile? Hey, brother. Hey, sister, how you doing? God bless you. That's what we're supposed to do. We ain't supposed to meet no stranger. The Bible said maybe angels unaware. We're supposed to be able to walk through fire and it won't burn us up. But you got to have faith. Don't you step in that thing and ain't got no faith. You got to have faith now. You got to have faith. You ain't got faith, you're going to be burned up. He says here, we have to do everything we do, got to do it in the name of Jesus. And people, you need to bring people with you. Keep people on your side that got a little strength. You ain't all powerful, but you got power of Christ living inside of you. But if we come together, unified together in the Lord Jesus Christ, we'll be stronger. I told y'all, I said this several times, and there'll be a sick person. If we all on one accord, all governed by the same spirit, not one trying to be better than the other one, somebody can pass by in a car out there in front of this church, and they'll be healed on the spot because of our faith and our working together in Christ Jesus, God will blossom. But sometimes we got too many, I know, and you don't know, in the church. I tell you, I'm not a God of negativity. If you can't talk positive with me, don't talk to me. I'm simple as that. Don't talk to me. You can't be positive, don't talk to me. Because you're unlearned still. by God, I'm talking about, not academically, by God. Jesus knew he had in him, and he loved him anyway. Gave his life for him. And we got to do the same thing. Give our life for our enemy. Got to do good to them, to despitefully use you. People talk about you, be good to them. People lie on you, smile with them. Tell them you love them. I know people say that's hard to do to a Reb. No, it ain't. When you're committed and got the Spirit of God, and the God is, Spirit is of good all the time. He don't teach evil. That's us hanging on to self. Make us go lash out at people. That's selfishness. That ain't of God. And we got to know and understand that that didn't come from God. He said, wherefore thou ought to receive such people that might be fellow helpers to the church. They're bragging on Gaius now. He took in everybody, the missionary, the bishop, the whatever, people coming through, hungry or thirsty or whatever, he come and took them in and did for them. And that's the church that Jesus built. He built the church. We built that other church. He better get for himself. That's the church we built. Man, I'm talking about. I work for my own. He better get hidden. But Jesus said, give. The poor going to be with you always. Help them out first. Help them out. Not train them to be nimbus, but train them to grow and prosper. Show them what Jesus said about prosperity. He tell us here that we can be fellow helpers to the truth. Anybody that tell the truth, you ain't going to disagree with them. That's why we need to study the Word of God. You don't have to know everything, but in the Spirit of God, the Spirit of God, every scripture in this Bible, it revealed to me what it says. Every scripture in the Bible revealed to me what he say, and what it say is what Jesus is. The Word is Christ. The Word is God. The Word is the Holy Ghost. And when we say we got the Holy Ghost, we got to live it. We got to live it. We got to live it. And the Word tells us, it tells us good. That when we got Christ living inside of us, we don't have to stumble every time we look up. Before you get saved, the Bible says you can't tame the tongue. Before you get saved, you can't tame that tongue. It's an evil thing. But once you get born again, the stabilization of your thoughts and your aims and your conversation, it changes. And you put the tongue to a flight. If I had a way of always, damn this, damn that. Well, that's the wrong tongue to have with God. I got to give a tongue where I say, thank you, baby. God have mercy on you. He going to fix it for you. This is the way I'm supposed to talk. I love you in spite of. That's what we got to be. I understand what God said because it's here in the Word. He made known to me the mystery through the Word. So I wrote unto the church, but the Diophilus, who loved to have, God help, we almost do, preeminence among them, wouldn't receive us. Now here's a good church that been good testimony, doing good deeds. And then this preacher over here in this other church here, he teaching anti-Jesus. He teaching stuff shouldn't even be brought in the church. And what he tried to do is take his ministry and put it on everybody else. I want you to believe what I say, but I don't believe what you say. That ain't the church. That's not the church. And so he was giving trouble. He was giving them trouble. And he's one of them guys. Now, listen to this good. I've been in life a while. He's one of them guys in the church, running the church, that if his way wasn't right, everybody else wrong. And if he don't show the authorities in the church, he resent everybody in the church that don't go in his way. That ain't in the church now, is it? Oh, that died out years ago. Well, I'm going to brag on Lionel. I ain't got to run nothing. I just be part of the body and do what the Lord says. And my place is going to be already equipped for me in heaven. I don't go on what I feel and what I think, because my thoughts and my feeling is of this earth. But my spirit is governed from heaven. So if I follow the heavenly trend, I'm going to be just like Jesus. And I won't be trying to take over nothing. I won't be trying to empower and show you how much power and authority I got here in this church. I don't need to show you that. If you read your Bible, you know what I got or what I'm capable of doing. I've seen it on jobs, in the church too. I've seen the fist fight in the church. And I was young, and I said, now they set a bad example for me. I'm a young preacher, and these preachers here fighting in the church. What they showing me? How to get up in the church? Already knew how to fight. They should have showed me how to live in peace and happiness and joy, understanding and patience. He's fighting in front of me. Say, wherefore, if I come, I will remember his deeds. And this is what he's saying. I'm going to remember his deeds when I come. Because you're fighting against the church. You're fighting against God. You're fighting against the things that God say, prattling against us with malicious words. Oh, my God, my God. There are people in churches that everything you say, they come back against it. They're going to come back against it. In church now. I ain't saying the street. I expect that in the street. But I don't expect it in the church. If I say the Lord is my shepherd in the church, everybody now ought to blow up and say, it is right. But this what they'll say, no, that ain't what it means. This what it means. You just got in left field. You just lost your deity with God. Because whatever God say, that's what it means. What he tell me to do, that's what I got to do. I can't do nothing on my own. I used to, when we was first in the church and with the committee, I brag on them all the time. We had 9 people. Every one of us on that board, when we spoke, we built this church, had the same mind. I tell people, I ain't never seen that in my life, where a whole board member, all of them thought the same way. No negative and nothing at no time. We're just building together. And that's where we stand today. Because some faithful people and people that went out and wasn't looking out for themselves, but they was looking out for the will of God and for the church of God. And that's why we stand here this day. This day, that's why we're here this day. So we didn't have no permanent seekers want to run the show. We didn't have that. We was together with one accord. And we grew together, still growing together, those that said remain. He said, if I come, I'm going to remember the deeds. What you do is coming against the church, come prattling against us, saying all kind of words to us, use pretty words and ugly words and everything. And he's not content with what we're teaching. There are people in the church not content. And what the Bible says, when you teach straight out the Bible, they ain't content with that. Sometimes we want to add a little gravy to it. Y'all understand what I'm saying? Huh? I drank a little gravy when ain't nothing else to do. I eat a little rice and gravy. I love it, though. But I got to be sound-minded. I got to eat some protein first that my body will be strong. He said that, and not content with therewith, neither does he himself receive the brethren and fulfill them that will cast them out of the church. Oh, God, we're living in that day now. We're living in a day now when the power of people on this earth don't agree with me. I cast you out, put you out of the church, and we should never put nobody out of the church. Why, Lionel? Because he told us to go in the world and bring the people in the church and train them. And what are we going to put them out for? I think we got Jesus' church backwards now. We're opinionated God's church instead of demonstrating his church. And we need to be aware of what God has told us to do, what we've seen. And then a lot of times you'll talk against it. If you don't like me, you'll go and talk to some other brothers. Don't fool that. He ain't no good. He just that and other. I've been there. I've been there. Ain't nothing I'm thinking about. I've been there. I had plots against me right here at this church. But I ain't say a word. I stayed smooth. You know, like them youngsters say, just cooled it. I just cooled it. And God brought me out of it. And that's why I can brag every day about God. Every day I get up out of the bed, I say, thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for bringing me, for keeping me, strengthening me, preserving me. Let me know how to address people. As a pastor, I got to know how to talk to people. And stop other folks. If you don't want to, I ask you to go, and you don't want to go with me, you go whispering to somebody, don't go, let's don't go with him. We ain't going with him. Let him go by himself. He just that and other. Let him go. That's in the church, y'all, so help me God. That's in the church. Don't, if they don't go, they don't want nobody else to go. They try to cut down what somebody else doing. They don't, if I'm running the ball, they'll take the ball and throw it away. They don't want me to run it because I'm a good runner. They'll take it and throw it away. So we can't, nobody can run. So I can't be exalted like this church here was boasting about the good deeds that this man was doing. Say, beloved. Now listen to this, y'all. We through. Beloved. This beloved, those God chose set apart for the ministry. That are true people in Christ. Follow not that which is what? Evil. You know right from wrong. Everybody in here, God said it. The day going to come when I'm going to plant my word in them. And you won't have to go tell them what they did wrong. The Holy Spirit going to tell them what they did wrong. That's everybody in this place today. I don't need you to come to me and tell me I lied. I know if I lied. That's the most dangerous thing in the church today. What you come telling me I lied for? I already know I lied before you ever come to me. That make you look stupid. And tell me, I'm just doing what the law. You ain't doing what the law say. Because if you're doing what the law say, you understand his wisdom. You understand his wisdom. His wisdom ain't for everybody. It's those that love him and that believe in him, that stand with him, that do what he say do. And he'll give you his wisdom. Yes, I know people say we study a lot of stuff, Greek, Hebrew, and all. I do Greek, Hebrew stuff. I look it up so I'll make myself able to explain to you what God said. The Bible's written in Hebrew and Greek. If you got a Hebrew and Greek book, look up the words. It'll tell you what to do. It'll tell you what it means. And I ain't got to get up and say, this is what this means. It'll tell you right in the book, in the Hebrew translation. And that make you a better student if you stay with God's way of doing things. He said, beloved, follow not that which is evil, but that which is what? Good. Other words, now look what he's saying. Good people, do good things. Christian, do what God say do. Don't do what you want to do. Do what the Lord say do. And you're going to be blessed. But see, but that which is good, follow good things. Don't ever go to evil. I told you I don't preach evil. Well, you got to preach hell, too. I don't preach no hell. You know from Jump Street. I ain't got to tell you how wrong you are. You know because the Holy Spirit already told you was wrong. Then you repent on the spot. And you're forgiven. Your slate is clean again if you believe in the word. He said, but that which is good, follow good things. He that doeth good is of God. But he that doeth evil have not seen God.